This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Yesterday was the Jersey County 4-H show and the first year for Jessica Jaffrey running the show. Jessica was hired in April after legend Judy Benz retired in October. Jessica is now officially the Jersey County Program Coordinator in 4-H and Youth Development. I got to talk with Jessica about her new career and the 4-H show.
Yeah, I started back in April of this year, and I grew up in Jersey County, been here all my life, and it's really exciting to get back to my roots a little bit.
How'd you get involved in agriculture?
So, like I said, I grew up on mostly a land farm. We had some swine growing up, then we got out of it, so it's mostly been land. I got out of it, got away from livestock and ag for a little bit, but it's been really exciting to get back.
Yeah, and you took Judy Benz's place, and that was probably a little intimidating. How's it been going?
Big shoes to fill. Thankfully, Judy was gracious enough to come back and help me, kind of walk me through the traditions of Jersey County, so that's been super helpful. I definitely couldn't do it without her.
Yeah. What kind of schooling led you to this position?
Well, I actually have my bachelor's in exercise science from SIUE, and then I have my master's in kinesiology from SIUE as well. So definitely not really an ag background, but, you know, coming from as a kid, I was always drawn back to it, and I thought I could get away, but I definitely couldn't.
And what makes this job so fun?
Oh, I love it. I love getting to, you know, definitely get back to my roots, but I love working with the kids, which has been really awesome, you know, and I'm really excited to help Jersey County's 4-H grow.
Yeah. And this is your first Jersey County 4-H show that you're working at here today. How's it been going?
It's been great. I'm blessed with a lot of really amazing volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, the volunteers here in Jersey County, you can't beat them. If I could clone every one of them, is what I would want to do. They're so helpful. I mean, the traditions here are so strong, and it's really been a blessing.
And what are you really excited for about the future in this job?
I really like to see, you know, our general show projects kind of grow, livestock kind of grow, to really see, get back to what Jersey County has been in the past, kind of grow back to that.
The 4-H show ran smooth, and even though it was a warm day, all were happy to be enjoying the show. Today at 8 a.m. is the open sheep show at the Jersey County Fair. Tomorrow at 8 a.m. is the open beef show. Thursday is the rodeo, which will start at 7 p.m. Saturday, the open swine show will start at 8 a.m., and the open dairy show will start at 9 a.m. Be sure to come out and enjoy the Jersey County Fair. Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn this week through Friday in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. They will be selling sweet corn from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Be sure to get yourself some sweet corn while you still can. This Saturday, the 14th, the Carlinville FFA alumni is hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Society grounds. The drive begins at 9 a.m., but it is asked that drivers arrive and register by 8:45 a.m. Here's Molly Rosentrader with more information.
Yeah, Lynn Hewyer and Matt Slidham are heading up our tractor drive. It will be July 14th, which is a Saturday. And this year we're leaving from a new location, which is the Macoupin County Historical Society, also known as the Anderson Mansion. The address there is actually 920 West Breckenridge in Carlinville. And we're going to have the drivers meet at 8:45 in the morning. We're going to try to roll out about 9 o'clock. And we're doing two routes this year. One of the routes, which I think is an awesome idea, is going to go by a historic barn up on Route 4, which is owned by the Weiss family, and has a big Americana flag on it. And we're also going to have a photographer there taking pictures, so you can get your picture taken on your tractor in front of this barn. That is one of the routes. That will be a 14-mile route, and then we're also doing another route that goes 21 miles. So depending on your tractor and how far you want to drive, probably depending on how warm it is that day, you have your choice of two different routes. Well, imagine any tractor you'd like. Our only rule is that it must be able to run 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So try to keep pace a little bit with everybody. It's mostly antiques, and we have a great turnout every year. And like I said, we're doing the Historical Society building this year from our starting point, and then hopefully we'll have everybody back there Oh, the first round we're planning on coming back around 11:30, and then the rest, the longer drive will come back around noon to 12:30. And the FFA alumni is going to serve lunch and help with the Historical Society and then also the Ag Association.
There is a $5 registration fee, and all money raised will go back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. For more information, give Lynn Heyer a call at 217-825-7154 or call Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.